News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
New CSO figures show that civil ceremonies are now more popular than church weddings in Ireland. Roman Catholic ceremonies used to hold the top spot, but since 2014, they've fallen by more than 50%. With me is wedding planner Tara Fay. Tara, did these numbers live out your own experience from what people look for when they're booking the wedding? Do people want civil ceremonies now rather than the church?
Good morning. Yes, we've seen it for the last number of years, actually, that a lot of people are choosing either civil ceremonies or else they're just having a registry office ceremony and then having a recreation of ceremony. So it would be, whereas when we started planning weddings 30 years ago, it would have been the majority, like 95, 98% of weddings would have happened in churches. It would now be, I'd say, if we had two or three a year, it would be an unusual fact. And actually, the majority of the ones that we would have would be our destination weddings coming into Ireland from the US, because they do favour the church weddings more than even people from this country.
So when you talk to your clients, what is it that has them seeking the civil ceremony rather than the church?
A number of factors. I think people just don't have that connection with the church anymore. They do not know a priest, for example. So if they pick a celebrant, they can have a relationship with them, as insofar as they can, that they can build a ceremony together with somebody, whereas it's not as prescribed if they have a church wedding. There's a possibility that they just like the background or the surroundings of where they're going to do the civil ceremony. And then sometimes it's just, you know, that they don't want to have to put the work in to go and have the church ceremony.
From your perspective, which is easier?
At the end of the day, a wedding is a wedding, and the ceremony is, from the point of view of planning, we still have the same amount of work, whether it's in a church or if it is a civil ceremony or a sort of like a recreation of ceremony. So at the end of the day, it's what's most important to the couple, because that is the main part of the wedding. Like, the wedding happens at the ceremony. But a lot of people now do opt just for quick registry offices and then have a ceremony where even they could have a friend officiate, because it's not the legal part.
And if somebody came to you and said, OK, look, you're the expert in all of this, Tara, I want just the best possible end result, the nicest wedding, which is your recommendation? If you have carte blanche, do you put them in a church?
I want them to be happy.
Oh, that's come on, Tara, take a position.
You can ask. No, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, there's no point in putting somebody into a church if they have no affiliation with the church or no connection with the church of any type of church. So that's why people do opt for what works for them. And also because you have people of all faiths and none, and then people of same-sex marriages, and that's just not going to work in a church. You can't pigeonhole people into one situation just to suit us for a timeline.
Which is cheaper?
Realistically, they both end up being the same, because a church is a ready-made ceremony location. A lot of times you don't have to do a huge amount with it. The actual cheapest location is a registry office, as long as you don't want to have to do any decor in it.
Tara, thanks very much. Tara Fay there, wedding planner, Texas A. Anton, it's probably because a lot of people are getting married a second time, or one of them isn't Catholic. Well, 53106 if you have a view, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.